You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White, and it is time for our Central Coast business wrap-up. Mike Manchek is the president and CEO for the Economic Vitality Corporation, or EVC, a nonprofit working to generate jobs and promote startups, and really just increase investment throughout Slo County. He joins us now with a look at the current business dealings and trends affecting the area. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Randall. Good to be on.
So, Mike, there's some big news involving wave energy that could be utilized right off our coast here.
That's right, Randall. Stephen Nellis of the Pacific Coast Business Times is writing a story this Friday about three potential wave energy projects. This is something that could be national news, and it could also make our county, and in fact the Central Coast from Santa Barbara to Morro Bay, as a global leader in wave energy projects. So this is very exciting. If the kind of energy that is renewable, that is environmentally friendly, can be produced from these, it's something that people around the globe have been trying to accomplish. But for some reason, Stephen is now uncovering this, and it's great news.
These projects, I imagine, would be large, so that would also involve a lot of jobs and high-paying jobs.
Indeed, it would. And this would include any fossil-free types of projects. And that would include, for instance, the Carrizo Plain solar farms. If you add all of this up, in other words, it would create a very large amount of energy that is completely renewable.
Mike, you can tell there is a positive outlook for the economy on the Central Coast because business incubators are starting to spring up. In some cases, they've been in place for a little while now. A couple you can tell us about in Santa Barbara and Goleta.
That's right. So one about a year or more ago was started called Synergy. And Michael Holliday, who's an architect in Santa Barbara, he started this incubator. It's a shared space environment. And it's in what is called the Funk Zone in Santa Barbara. And it has been very, very successful. It is filled up. And what's exciting and newsworthy, I think, is the fact that they have a graduate coming out of this incubator, a company called Fuelbox. It's a small technology company. And again, that's the purpose for these incubators, is to foster the growth of startups in a very resourceful way where they can share space and collaborate with others. So there's that. Also in Goleta, it's been a long-awaited project called the Goleta Entrepreneurial Magnet, or GEM. And that's an incubator as well in Goleta. And that's about to open, and they're also launching their accelerator program. It's going to be a summer program for helping people to launch a company. So those two things, I think, demonstrate the fact that this is a good place the Central Coast is for a company. It is a place for which may lack affordable office space. And that's why these people are wanting to get into a shared environment. But more than that, it provides an opportunity for people to collaborate, like-minded people and companies to then, you know, create the greater good.
Finally, there are some big business-related events coming up. Can you share a few of those with us in the remaining seconds?
Absolutely. The links for all these events can be found on your website. We've got the mid-year economic forecast for San Luis Obispo County. That's on June 6th at the Paso Robles Event Center. We also have the MIT Enterprise Forum. That's a monthly event at the Cabrillo Pavilion Arts Center in Santa Barbara. Interesting topic. People should check this one out. And then we have the Pacific Coast Business Times with their 101-100. It's on May 29th. And then lastly, PG&E is having a hiring fair in San Luis Obispo on May 30.
Mike Manchek, President and CEO for the Economic Vitality Corporation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Randall.
And you're listening to KCBX. I'm Randall White.